With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Hey, you've reached Craft Brewed Sports Drunk Dial line. Feel free to leave us a message with any trash talk, rants, info about your team, whatever beer you're drinking. We don't care. If it's good enough, we'll use it in the show. Cheers, everybody.
It is finally fucking over. After hearing every single week about Zeke suspended, and now he's reinstated, now he's suspended again, now he's reinstated again, now he's suspended again, now he's reinstated, and now he's suspended again. He's finally accepting the punishment, closing the book on this whole thing. Elliott will be out the next 5 games for the Cowboys, and I am so fucking happy about it. The last time I've been excited for something ending like this was when you found out that the Wayans brothers weren't making any more scary movies. I was like, finally, this bullshit's done. That's how I feel about this. Here's what's crazy about this whole situation, though. The court that ruled in favor of the NFL, the final ruling that suspended Elliott and eventually led him to drop this whole thing, was the Second District U.S. Court of Appeals. That's the same court that ruled in favor of the NFL against Tom Brady for his whole fighting his suspension thing. What is it about this court that they always side with the NFL and go against the player? Which judge is Goodell jerking off underneath their robes to always get these things to go his way? Kudos to you, Judge. Well played. I don't know how much you're making from Goodell, but good on you, sir. The best part about this whole thing, though, is this could not come at a better time. After all the bullshit that Jerry Jones has been spewing, all his, I'm going to sue Goodell, I'm suing the NFL, I'm suing if they've reached, this is the biggest middle finger that Ezekiel Elliott is finally just like, whatever, I don't give a shit anymore, I'll just sit out, who gives a shit, we suck. And he's just done. He just gave up. And that is the biggest fuck you to Jerry Jones. That is the biggest win for Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell probably at this point doesn't even give a shit if his contract's renewed. He just beat Jerry Jones, and that's all he cares about. If I was Goodell, I would spend the next 5 games at Cowboys games wearing an Ezekiel Elliott jersey, sitting on the sidelines, just giving Jerry Jones the middle finger the whole fucking game. And then at the end of it, I just walk out. Just mic drop. I'm out of here. Peace out, Jerry. That would be amazing. It's not going to happen, but all I know is I am so glad that this saga is finally over. Couple things for you guys. We are going to be doing a show Friday night. I know with Scott out on his honeymoon, people were wondering whether or not we were going to do a show. I'm going to be hosting a show with corporate Kyle Steele is going to be sitting in Scott's spot. We're going to do the regular Craft Brews Sports show that you've come to know and love, only without Scott. So I guess it's not the same show. It'll be a little bit weirder and a little bit different. But 2 white motherfuckers now on the show. So tune in for that Friday, 9:30. Cheers, everybody.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is. So they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is. So they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.